Welcome and thank you for being with us today. Thank you. You made it. The rain didn't stop you. Awesome. Awesome. So glad that you were able to make our 2-year anniversary. We've been here for 2 years. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on. And God has been doing some amazing things here in Playas. Last year, including the 7 that were baptized last week, 28 people got baptized. Come on, come on. Last year, we saw 41 people choose to follow Jesus for the first time. 41. Come on, come on, come on. Here's another one. 68 people recommitted their lives with Jesus. Yes. Come on. I'm just so glad to be part of this church. It's a baby church still, 2 years old, right? Still baby. Some of them, you know, still learning how to walk, right? And we've been doing some stuff. And I'm so glad to be part of it. But today, we are about to embark on a special season for our church. These first 6 weeks are the starting point into this journey. But let me ask you this question. Kind of like what we saw in the video. Have you ever jumped from a high dive or a high place into the water or the ocean? Have you ever done that? Yeah? Who else? Yeah? Okay. Me, I'm going to tell you a little story, right? You guys like my stories? All right, well, I'm going to tell you my little story. When I was in high school, it wasn't too long ago. When I was in high school, it was in the middle of summer, and we were in the middle of Hell Week. For those of you who played football in high school know what Hell Week is, right? Amen. All right. So it was the middle of summer, and it was my first year and last year, because I didn't want to cut my hair, of my successful football season. Success. It was an awesome season for me. It was like the scouts were looking at me and, you know, and all that stuff. I'm lying, sorry. All right. So, what was that? Yeah. Well, I was thinking in my head that that's what was going on. So if that's what I'm thinking, maybe it's true. So on one of those days, we had just finished the first practice. And we all decided, hey, it was hot. It was in the middle of summer. And it was hot. And we were like, hey, we all decided we were hanging out. We were like, hey, let's go to the beach. Because the beach was walking distance. I went to high school right here in IB, right over the fence. There's no wall yet, but right over the fence, right there in IB, right? Mar Vista High School. That's where I went to high school, right over here. And I know some other people here that went to Mar Vista. What's up, Mariners? Woo! Come on, woo! Where's the other one? And right there. Here we go. So, yes, that's where I went to high school. The beach was walking distance. And so we were on the pier. We were hanging out with all the whole football team was there. And we were hanging out on the pier. And we're like, hey, we were sweaty and hot. And it's like, hey, let's jump off the pier. Back in those days, they would allow you. Now I think it's illegal, right? And back in those days, they would allow you. And one by one, we started jumping. You know, one by one, we started jumping. And then, you know, it was my turn. And I remember I stood there for a long time, right? Because I was thinking, what if it's not deep enough? What if there is a shark? What if I drown? I was thinking of all these things. So the whole team had already jumped. So I get to a point where it's like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I jumped. And it was awesome. It was awesome. I felt like I accomplished some big, major thing, you know? It took me, we went to practice the couple minutes later, and I was kicking some butt. So I don't know what all that does, but It made me feel like I accomplished something, right? So jumping off requires courage. You know, it total commitment and pushing past some fears. This series, this spiritual journey, is going to invite all of us to do the same thing, right? So over the next 6 weeks, we're going to be talking about what having a cannibal kind of faith looks like for us individually and as a church, collectively as a church. So this is so much more than a six-week series. It's going to launch us into a two-year spiritual journey. 2 years, right? As a church, and I really hope that we'll engage in at least these three levels. That you decide today, from now on, I'm coming to every service for the rest of my life. Yeah? Cool. Okay. For every service, every message, every weekend, you say, you know what? It's no decision. Oh, do I go to church? No, you decide today, you know what? I'm coming to Sunday service for the rest of my life. Another thing that I want you to encourage you guys to do is to join a group. You know, join a group where you can get to know each other and grow in faith and grow in relationship with the people that you see around here. I mean, there's some pretty cool people here. There really is. Seriously, I know that they don't look cool, but they're cool. And some of them like to eat a lot. So, you know, hey, I encourage you to join a group. Another thing that I want you to do is to sign up for the eDevo. What's an eDevo? It's a devotional that everybody that signs up to it receives an e-devotional every day. In the morning you get it, and you read it. It has some verses about what we talked about here on Sunday. Okay? So those are the three things that I encourage all of you guys to get involved in. Because I believe that if we give God a little bit more time, a little bit more space, He will show up. He will show up and speak into our lives. He will encourage us. He will heal us and call us into greater things and change us all for the better. I believe that. I've seen some of that stuff happen here with some of our members here. Right? I believe if we give God a little bit more space and time, He will show up. So whether you've been coming here to our church from when we first started, here's a picture. That's in my house. Isn't that awesome? Some of you guys are still here. Some of you just, you know, made it to the other side. I'm being honest. You know, some of them made it. Yeah? So that's how we started. But it wasn't always, you know, when we first started, it wasn't always that crowded. We started like just me and my wife, and then it started growing and growing and growing and growing. And then, you know, one time we ran out of toilet paper. Yeah? Right? So this series is a great series for all of us because we're going to hear our history. We're going to hear our history as a network of churches, how all this happened, how we got to this point as a church community. And where we want or where we believe God is calling us into in the future. So our church story, all of our network churches, all of our stories are cannonball stories. And what that means is that there's always been a growing number of people willing to cannonball. Right? Taking big leaps of faith, sacrifice, give, serve, pray, invite friends. And as a result, there's been some kingdom of God waves, right? As people take that next step of whatever it is, they take that dive or they take that jump, they cannibal, and it makes these waves, right? It affects your friends and affects your family and affects everybody, doesn't it? It did for me, right? It makes kingdom of God waves. People have found Jesus, been baptized, been discipled. We've sent out leaders to start new churches as a network of churches. And guess what? We're about to do it again. This church, East Lake Church Tijuana Playas, is pregnant. It's pregnant. And what does that mean? That we're about to launch another church in Tijuana area, in the Tijuana area. Come on. Come on. That's it. That is what I love about our church. You know, I've always said, I'm not looking to be the super pastor. I don't want to be the only one up here. None of that. So we've created, there's a culture in our church of discipleship. Helping people take their next right step. And that's how it's happening. You know, it's homegrown. This church is pregnant. So we're going to go a little bit deeper in the water, right? Which is the Tijuana area in 2018. January or February of 2018, there'll be another church in the Tijuana area. I'm excited. I'm excited. And this is why, one of the reasons why we're doing this series. Cool? All right. I'm excited. And it all has been accomplished and will be accomplished by a bunch of regular people like you and me. Willing to invest themselves into the Jesus mission. We're part of a group of churches that have been or have a long history of doing great things for the kingdom of God. I'm going to show you a quick video for those of you who were here for Vision Night, already watched part of it. And for those of you who haven't, here's a little bit of our church history. Okay? Watch this.
I'm sure we can all look back at our lives and mark our journey through some defining moments. The decision we made in our education or meeting our spouse, the birth of a child or your children, that business partnership, that invitation to church, etc. As I look back on the life of our network and each congregation, it has been an incredible journey of faith and defining moments. A defining moment for our Chula Vista Church was all the way back in 1991 when a small congregation on the west side of Chula Vista sold their property to the city for a brand new library and then used that money to start three new churches in California, one of those being East Lake Church. Our legacy is built on multiplication and church planting. That was a defining moment and step of faith for that small congregation. East Lake Chula Vista started in a home with about 30 people about 25 years ago. I became the pastor in 1997. As a matter of fact, I bought my home from the founding pastor where East Lake Chula Vista started. That's where I still live today. Then we moved to East Lake High School. Now, these 100 people believed in being a church, not just for themselves. The church grew and grew, and we built some buildings and bought property, and did that each time through big faith steps and generosity initiatives. People believed in the mission and gave sacrificially, generously allowing us to make room for others to connect with Jesus.
You see, throughout our 25 years, we've helped plant 19 new churches. These are autonomous churches that are not our campuses, but people that we know and have believed in that have started gospel-centered churches in communities to reach unchurched people. 19, that's amazing in 25 years. But we also knew that this special DNA that East Lake Church had needed to be sent out into other communities as well. And that's when our network of churches was birthed. It started in Imperial Beach, then Rancho San Diego, then North Park and Mission Valley. Then it was East Lake Church, Salt Lake City. And then Venice Church joined in. And then East Lake Church, Tijuana. Then The Bridge planted and joined us. Then we planted East Lake Church, Temecula. And then Torrey Pines Church joined just last Easter. That's 28 new churches in 25 years. It's amazing to see what God has done. Those 30 people in a home with a vision to reach people far from God, has now grown into a network of 9 churches that weekly worships with more than 7,000 people.
One of the things that I'm most proud of as we've grown as a network of churches is our missions and outreach giving. We've built wells, cared for orphans, built dorms and libraries and churches. We've cared for the homeless, built homes in Baja, helped school kids in Mexico, and provided a safe house for human trafficking victims. Just this past year, we baptized almost 500 people and saw more than 1,600 people come to Christ or come back to Christ in one of our services.
We believe we are at the edge of another defining moment in the history of our church. And we believe He's calling us into some big things over the next 2 years in the life of all of our churches.
So we thought a fun way to express this next season in our network of churches is what we are calling Cannonball. Jump in, make waves. That is what we want to do. We want to jump all in, taking huge faith steps, and we are believing the results will make some really big Kingdom of God waves. When you do a cannonball in a pool, you have to fully commit. There is no dipping your toe. You have to take that leap and go all in. And once you do a cannonball, it makes waves. There's a big initial splash, and then there are these waves that ripple out in all directions from the cannonball. We think this is a great picture of what God is calling us into this next season and what we believe can happen as a result of our big faith steps.
So during this next 2 years, we're beginning a generosity initiative where we want our collective giving across 9 churches, thousands of people and families to accomplish some pretty big Kingdom of God waves. Wave of compassion. We're believing God for 1.5 million in outreach locally, regionally, and globally. What this represents is our next 2 years of Christmas conspiracy offerings. We're believing that this Cannonball Generosity Initiative is going to cover all that we hope to accomplish in missions and outreach.
Wave of mission, infusing $15 million into the lifeblood of what we do daily. This is our general budget across all of our churches for 2 years with a $1 million increase. Resourcing weekly ministry in all of our churches through engaging services for adults, great children and youth programs, support groups, seminars, and a whole lot more.
Wave of multiplication. This is $3 million towards church planting and training church planters. We want to establish a robust residency program and leadership training center that teaches, trains, and sends out missionaries, church planters, and leaders in future churches.
Wave of engagement. 7.5 million in gaining and upgrading permanent facilities in the communities we serve. In some of our church locations, we are set up and tear down. Other church locations, we have permanent facilities. And in each of these locations, we want to steward these resources well and prepare for future growth and ministry needs. Our primary goal is 100% participation. And our secondary goal over the next 2 years is $27 million total. This is our collective giving goal across all 9 churches with thousands of families participating. Now, I know this is a big number, but it is a totally doable goal. I believe we already have all the resources we need to accomplish everything God is calling us to do. The only question is, are we once again willing to be a community of people who are willing to put everything on the line for this Jesus mission?
You see, the truth is, it's never been about us and what we can accomplish. It's always been about what God can do and what He can accomplish through us for His glory. For our entire 25 years, we've operated under 2 big principles as a church. Number 1, our church is not just for us. And then number 2, we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in everything we do. You see, everything we've ever done has been built on, and we've tried to live out those 2 things. And God is calling us deeper into those 2 things again.
So we're excited about Cannonball in a lot of ways. As our kids have grown and life becomes just very full, it's easy to get complacent and comfortable with where you are. And we're excited to be stretched again. We're excited to see people take that step for the first time like we did.
Cannonball is really, it's stretching us to really think differently. Mm-hmm. And not think about ourselves. The mission of Eastlake is really people helping people find and follow Jesus, so we're on board.
The size of the goal, the magnitude of the goal that was presented to us was overwhelming. But the realization after it was presented that we can play a part in that.
Because we have the opportunity to know that Eastlake is such a huge organization. When you think about how many people are in the whole organization, and just divvy it out a little bit, it's not so hard to get there.
You see, the reason we have properties and buildings and kids' rooms and churches and schools and churches and theaters is because people have come before you and they've given and they've sacrificed and they've believed in this Jesus mission. And we believe God is calling us again to give and to sacrifice so others can find and follow Jesus, so that we could all look back 25 years from now and say, wow, look what God has done. Look at the disciples made, the leaders trained, the churches started, the missions projects accomplished, all for God's glory, not our own.
You guys are going to be receiving some books. Thank you. These are some awesome books, and it shows how it all started. But one thing that we're going to need from you is for you to bring them each week, because the sermon outlines are in the books. The whole 6 weeks are in the book. Okay? Both the vision and everything we talked about in that video and more is in the book. You're also going to find one of these. It's a commitment card. Right? But let me be upfront right now. We're not going to ask you for anything right now. But we are going to ask you is to take it home and pray. Okay? So if we could go to page 40 and grab your pens, that's week one. It's called Jump In. That's where you're going to get, that's your outline right there. Don't read it right now. Okay? You're going to have some time to read it when you get home. Okay? So I want to read out our theme verse for this entire series again, because we want to be like the Apostle Paul, right? Where he's seen a lot. He's accomplished a lot for God. He started churches. He raised up disciples, and he's been through a lot. He was beaten. He was arrested, and now he's writing these words from prison, right? And he still has, he's still full of hope, right? And passion for this Jesus mission. So this is what he said. Philippians 3, 12 to 13. This is our theme verse. Here we go. I am not there yet, nor have become perfect, but I am charging on to gain everything, anything and everything, the anointing, what Jesus has in store for me. And nothing will stand in my way, because he has grabbed me and won't let me go. Brothers and sisters, as I said, I know I have not arrived, but there's one thing I am doing. I'm leaving my old life behind and putting everything on the line for this mission. Can you imagine what can happen if a group of people live like this? I mean, can you imagine if we all decided, every single one of us in here, to live like that? Fully surrendered individuals to Jesus, living our life, our past, our old life behind, our sins, our regrets, our failures, and living in the power of the Holy Spirit on this Jesus mission. I think our lives will be changed. Right? Our families and friends will be impacted, and I believe that a community, the community in the city will take notice and say, hey, who are those guys? Who is that church? Right? The truth is that as a church, we could sit back and focus on ourselves. Hey, this little club all by ourselves. Right? But we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We decided that's not going to be our story. Because the scripture doesn't ever say that we reached a point where we could just sit back and kick back and just chill. You never read that in the Bible. And check out of this Kingdom of God mission. You'll never read that in the Bible. So this series, this spiritual journey, is all about getting about us getting back to our roots, taking risk, dreaming big, and putting everything on the line once again for this Jesus mission. I believe there are at least three things that will happen to all of us. Here's the first one. Here's your first feeling. I move from me to we. I move from me into we. The gravitational pull of human nature is towards self. Right? Have you noticed that? All about me. Right? The human nature is always towards self, not towards others. We almost exclusively focus on our needs and wants unless we decide not to. Page 40. If my wife was asking me over here, what page? Page 40. It's page 40. Guys, everybody's on page 40? Right? All right. So, one of the things... I just lost myself here. Here we go. The church is part of a God's design to help us make this important shift from me to we. Look at what it says in Acts 2:42. It's on in your book, page 40, and it's also on the screen. Here we go. All believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. I mean, can you notice that they were not alone? They weren't doing this alone. They gathered together to listen to others teach, kind of like what we're doing now, right? They had fellowship, kind of like what we're going to do after the service, right? Shared meals and prayed. This happens in growth groups. So that's why I encourage you to join a group. One of the phrases that you will hear a lot during this series is that what we are calling the family win. And it simply means that when we are part of a family, when the family wins, we all win. Right? It's not about individuals. It's about the family win. We are a network of churches that's doing more than we could ever imagine or what we could ever do by ourselves. As a network of churches, we're doing more than we can do by ourselves. Right? Excuse me. I'm sorry, forgive me. You forgive me? All right. So listen to the Apostle Paul as he describes the church in his letter to the church in the city of Corinth. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 12:25-27 says this. That way there should be no division in the body. Instead, all the parts mutually depend and care for one another. If one part is suffering, then all the members suffer alongside it. If one member is honored, then all the members celebrate alongside it. You are the body of the anointed, the liberating king, and each and every one of you is a vital member. There is something so powerful about teamwork, about the we life. You have guys heard of Michael Phelps? He's right here. You guys know who that guy is? Yeah? He was my buddy back in high school. Michael Phelps is the most decorated Olympic athlete of all time. 28 medals. And what you might not know is that 12 of his 28 medals came from when he was part of a relay team. Right? And what that means is that almost half of his medals of the most decorated athlete in the history of the world could not have been accomplished by himself. In fact, if we were to dig a little deeper, even the individual ones were not that solo either. The coaches, the physical therapist, the nutritionist, the teammates he trained with, made all these victories possible. The most valuable and memorable moments we will share as a faith community are not the ones where we're going to stand in the podium and say, "Hey, look at what I have done." The most memorable moments as a church community is when we all stand together as a team, as a family, and say, "Look what God has done through us." That's what Campbell is calling us into. Moving from me to we. The second thing that happens when we jump all in is number two. We move from religious consumers into mission contributors. Religious consumers into mission contributors. This is how the kingdom of God, this is how God's kingdom and his church has advanced for thousands of years. There's always been people willing to put their comfort aside, that they put their preferences aside, right? And contribute for the sake to reach the lost people. Giving, serving, celebrating, praying. You'll see that in this next verse. Look at what it says. Acts 2, 44 and 46 says this. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day. Men in homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. Now, I don't want you to overlook this. There were ordinary people. There were ordinary people like you and me. Because we often think that when we read the Bible, hey, those people are Jesus superstars. Right? Yeah? That's what we think. When we're reading the Bible, we think, oh, those people are the Jesus superstars. They were regular people. They had bills, they had jobs, they had kids, just like we do. But when they encountered Jesus and experienced real community, it caused them to live differently. They from me was replaced to we. Hey, it's us. All of us. Let's link arms and push the kingdom. But let me say this, it's okay to start as a religious consumer. It's okay. Yeah? It's okay to go to a church for a while. Make sure it's not a cult. Right? Just like it's okay to date for a while before you get married. Now, single people. You should date at least for a year before you get married. because people can hide crazy for the whole year. The crazy starts to come out after a year, sometimes even sooner, you know? You know? So date. Because at some point in the relationship, you're going to have to put a ring on it or just move on, right? Look at the words from Paul saying goodbye to his friends. Acts 20:35 says this. This is my last gift to you, the example of a way of life, a life of hard work, a life of help, of helping the weak, a life that echoes every day through the words of Jesus, our King, who said, it is more blessed to give than to what? Than to receive. Cannonball is an invitation. Cannonball is an invitation for all of us into this Jesus way of living. And I'm so thankful to be in a church, a network of churches, that we are, a lot of us already do that. A lot of you guys are already all in. And I'm thankful for you guys. It wouldn't be possible for us to continue here for 2 years. Right? So I'm thankful that a lot of you already live this out. But the question that I want to ask you guys, will you join us? Will you cannonball? Think about what we can accomplish. If we all did our part in the mission, the difference we can make. I mean, we'd have everything we need to accomplish whatever God is calling us to do. One more outcome of doing the cannonball and jumping it all in is this. We move from ordinary to extraordinary. We move from ordinary to extraordinary. We all want extraordinary in our lives, don't we? We all want extraordinary lives. I remember when I was in the rock band. I mean, I used to vision myself playing in front of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I didn't envision myself in the backyard playing in front of five people. You know? I didn't. I envisioned myself in the stadiums. You know, when I would go like this, everybody would go like this too. You know, we dream of extraordinary. It's part of how God created us to dream big. Right? And as the early church was filled with the Holy Spirit, they saw extraordinary. They saw extraordinary things happening in them and through them, impacting the entire city. Look at what it said. Acts 2:43-47 says this. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. Lately, one of the conversations that I've been having with people, my wife and my friends, I just turned 47. I've been here in Mexico for almost 7 years. And it went so fast. 7 years just flew by. I mean, I'm 47 years old. I know I don't look 47, but I'm 47. And I'm like, I wonder and I think, how much time do you think I have left? How much, you know, maybe 20 years? I don't know. 20 years. And how fast the 7 years went is like, it's not much time. And one of the things I say, I want to finish strong. I want to take as many people with me heaven. This is why I do this. I mean, do you want to be part of a supernatural move of God that changes lives and impacts entire communities? Do you want to be part of that? Do you want to see it in your time? In this church? I mean, for your kids, your grandkids? I do. Not about me. It's about we. I don't want to be in the church that talks about the good old days, because there's nothing new to celebrate. God is always doing new things. God is always doing new things, and he's simply looking for people to live surrendered lives who are willing to be set people. Sent into every sphere of society as Christ's ambassadors. That's who you are. If you've said yes to Jesus, you're a Christ ambassador. Do you believe that? If you believe it or not, that's who you are. And there's a purpose. There's a purpose why Jesus came into your life. Hay un propósito. There's a purpose why you move from death to life. There's a purpose. Look at the end of the story where Paul and John had just healed a disabled man and were called to the city leaders because all the commotion around their miracle. And this is what it says. Acts 4:13 says this. The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see they were ordinary men with no special training in Scripture. Let me read it again. For they could see they were ordinary men with no special training in Scripture. They also recognized them as men who had been with who? With Jesus. I mean, what made Peter and John so bold? Was it that they had been with Jesus? Do you want extraordinary in your lives? Do you want boldness and confidence in who God created us to be? Do you? Let me ask it again. Do you? Then you need to be with Jesus. To make a commitment with Jesus. This is a spiritual journey we're taking, and it's not about the money. It's not. It's about growing in community and really being the church. For some of you, is making that decision once and for all. That there is no longer a decision to make. Do I go to church today or not? Sometimes, you know, we on Sunday morning, like, hey, if we went out and hung out at Las Pulgas last night, you know, you're probably not going to make it. Do I invest in the kingdom of God or not? The decision is made once and for all, and then the decision carries you through the rest of our lives. Sunday is no longer the decision point. The decision is made. I'm all in for God. Not just when I feel like it, but all the time. Will you invite God to to do the extraordinary in your life. The extraordinary in your marriage. Will you invite God? Extraordinary in our church. Extraordinary in our city. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you believed God for something extraordinary? Extraordinary. Say it with me. Extraordinary. When was the last time you took a faith risk? You need to hear me say this. 27 million, it's not pesos either. 27 million is not the main goal. Our main goal is 100% participation. And what does that mean? Say, for example, you've been coming to church, you know, maybe you haven't given anything, maybe you don't even know that teaching, you know, where you move from nothing to something. And for those of you who have been at the something, maybe move to the tithe. And maybe for those of you who have been at the tithe, maybe move to generosity. That's our goal. And if we all were to do that in all of our churches, 27 million will go fastest. But let's not think about the 27 million. Let's think about where we're at and where God is asking us to do. This is going to be an incredible journey. Let me give you some next steps. I passed my time, and I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, tech team. Sorry, children's ministry. Sorry. I know. They're probably playing dodgeball in there now. So one of the things that I'm encouraging you guys to do is to join a group. My wife is going to be talking about it in a little bit of what steps to take. There's I think 10 groups available. 11. 10. Because one of them, right?
Oh yes.
No. Yes. The second thing that I want you to do is if you're willing to say, you know what, I'm all in. Into this next step at whatever level you're at. One of the things that I want you to do is after the service, I want you to go to the Cannonball Hub and pick up a shirt. Okay? We have all sizes. The third thing I want you to do is that to visit the jumpinmakewaves.com website. It's especially for this series. You can see all the talks. You can see all the information, all the material for the growth groups is there in Spanish and English. You can check it out. You'll see more stuff, but more detailed. Almost all the stuff that's in the book is also in that website. Number four is keep those books. Those books are for you. All right, but you need to bring it every week. Okay? You guys got that?
Yep.
All right. Every week, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the discussion guide for the growth groups are also inside the book. Get your commitment card and pray. Pray about where God is asking you to do. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you will do with all of us just being part of a one big family, Lord. Thank you for coming for us. Thank you for saving us, Lord. I know we have a purpose, Lord, a reason that we are here. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.